It seems unthinkable that some people in Flint might still be drinking water from the tap, but some undocumented immigrants in the city are just now finding out that lead contamination has made the water unsafe to drink. I'm Tracy Samilton. This situation means that some babies and toddlers may have been drinking poisoned water for weeks or perhaps months longer than others. Here's the story.
How you doing, sir? Right.
Yeah, this is part of daily life in Flint now and for the foreseeable future. Buying water at the grocery store, standing in line to get free water at the nearest fire station.
Just water, ma'am?
Three, yeah.
Three? Gotcha.
Jessica Olivares knows this routine well. She's waiting for her U.S. residency application to be approved. Her son, almost two, was born a month before the city switched to using highly corrosive Flint River water instead of water from Detroit. He was formula-fed, sometimes using water from the tap. Olivares says first there was a boil water advisory due to E. coli. Then there was too much of a toxic chemical used to get rid of the E. coli.
They were saying, oh, it's okay to drink it, it's okay to drink it, it's okay now, so I would start using it again, and then after a while again, they were like, no.
The no was after state officials finally admitted there was enough lead leaching from the system's old pipes to poison children. Olivares hasn't gotten her son tested yet. Recently, National Guard troops were called in to visit every home in the city, delivering free water filters and water. But Olivares' sister, Juani Olivares, says there are roughly 1,000 undocumented immigrants in Flint. Many have spent years hiding from authorities to avoid deportation.
Water was being delivered, and they were not opening the doors, because that is the one rule, do not open the door.
Let's face it. Undocumented immigrants aren't paranoid. The government really does want to get them. Juani Olivares is with the Genesee County Hispanic Latino Collaborative. She says rumors are flying about sporadic raids at grocery stores.
That's another reason why people are not getting the water.
The spokesman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement says there's no truth to the rumors and that ICE does not target people in the midst of a humanitarian crisis. But he didn't answer a follow-up question whether any undocumented person in Flint had been apprehended at a grocery store in recent weeks. There's yet another problem keeping some people from getting help. Paul Donnelly is a deacon at St. Mary's in Flint.
I am bilingual, and so I forget that some people are not bilingual.
Donnelly introduces me to one of these people. Her name is Maria. She's been an undocumented resident of Flint for nearly 24 years. She's cut off from the news. There's no Spanish language radio or TV station in the city. Maria found out only 5 days ago about the water.
Yeah, but it's crazy, you know. We in Mexico drinking water, and, you know, and there's nothing happened, and I don't know what happened right here. So it's scary, you know, more for the kids.
Genesee County's health department does provide no-questions-asked blood testing, but you have to know to ask for it. This week, there's another door-to-door campaign going on by local Spanish-speaking volunteers from groups like the Genesee County Hispanic Latino Collaborative. They want to make sure every person in the city knows, el agua no potable. The water's not safe to drink. For State of Opportunity, I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.